Welcome to the podcast. My name is Jamie Knight, and I'm a realtor with Real Broker in Cajun Country, Lafayette, Louisiana. The goal of this podcast is to add massive value by bringing insider access to our area's top agents and to agents around the South. My hope is that you take a few things from their experience to grow your own business. Y'all, I'm so excited to have North Dallas Realtor with Real Broker, Preston Gale, to our podcast. Welcome to the podcast, Preston.
Hey, thanks for having me. Appreciate it, Jamie.
Yeah, brother. Excited to connect, man. Fun connecting with you. And man, start off from the beginning, man. Tell us how you got into the real estate business so we can get a little bit of the background on your story, and then tell us what you're up to now.
Yeah, absolutely. So I was an old college athlete and didn't know what I wanted to do for a living. So played football and ended up going to Canada, got hurt and didn't know what I was going to do. So I came back to Dallas just for the job opportunities with my wife and, you know, ended up becoming a fireman. So I was a fireman for about 6.5 years. One day I was greeting on the front porch of my church, and the guy I was greeting with had a successful real estate team and did really well. And he also ended up being, he was a fireman beforehand as well. So I was going to do hanging Christmas lights for a side gig. And he was like, "Hey man, I think you should get into real estate. You'd be really good at it." And, you know, 3 months later, I had my license, got it on Groupon and,
let's go.
Yeah. And then, hit the ground running, worked with him. He purchased Zillow leads. So I'd hide in the fire station and take calls and, you know, made it work. Yeah. One day I was basically had a listing and had a backup offer on it. The guys that made the backup offer had all these buyers, and you know, I'm always trying to pick people's brains to figure out what they're doing and what's working to try to make myself better because I was a new agent. Just did some research and found out they were doing YouTube and absolutely killing it. I think they, you know, did like $1 million in GCI their first year, or were on track to, and they had never done real estate before. So I'd never heard anybody doing that before without spending, you know, $100,000+ on Zillow at the time when they were really good leads. And so I ended up joining those guys and helping them sell real estate. And then ended up trying the YouTube space myself and learning how it worked. And I sucked at the beginning. I had no money for one. And yeah, I would go out with a cell phone and a selfie stick and a little mic from Amazon, and it would take me 20, 30 takes to get anything done. I'd be shaking so bad in front of people just because I'd never been on video. I was terrified. And slowly, the more you do something, the better you get at it. And that first year, I got probably a dozen phone calls for the whole year. And I was putting out 2 to 3 videos a week, every single week. And so there was a lot of times where I thought I was wasting my time and it wasn't going to be worth it. And then towards the end of the year, had some really big deals close that led me into hiring a videographer. So once it started to work a little bit, took my commissions that I'd earned and invested it back in the business and hired a local videographer, kind of went from there. He didn't really know what he was doing as far as, you know, YouTube, real estate and YouTube, but we kind of just plugged away and figured it out and sucked for a long time. And yeah, just ended up getting a lot better. And then the following year, I think I sold like 18 homes from YouTube. And then last year just did around 30 million from the channel. And then I also had like 3 agents that I was feeding business to that doesn't account for that. So, and that that was in 2024. So that was in a down market like we're in now. So I wish I'd have started sooner, but it's never too late.
Yeah, man. Absolutely. I hear that all the time. It's never too late, and the YouTube world and the YouTube pool is huge. So, you know, I always encourage agents, man, to give it a go, but stay consistent with it. But I love how you consistently leveled up your game. You sought improvements. You hired a video guy. You reinvested in the channel, man. So I guess tell us what you started off doing, and then maybe tell us like what you're actually doing now for maybe somebody who hadn't seen the content.
For sure. Yeah. So when I started, I did a lot of talking head videos and I would do vlog tours. So I think I'd start out with 2 videos a week, which sounds like a lot, but I had an editor that we can get into a little bit later. So the only time I spent was coming up with the content and filming. So I would do a talking head video, pros and cons, best places to live in Dallas, cost of living, just very simple stuff niche down to my market. So if somebody was going to search Anna, Texas, a small town here in the North Dallas area, you know, hopefully I'd pop up. So I did those, and then I would do vlogs, a lot different than I do now, but they still work. It would be basically what you can get in McKinney, Texas for $500,000. And I would basically walk through resale neighborhoods with my selfie stick, and I would walk in front of a house and say, this house is, you know, $500,000. It's 4-bed, 3-bath. We're here in this location down the street from this. And so that was the main type of videos that I would do, like 5, 10, 15 minute videos, you know, informational stuff that people wouldn't want to know if they were going to move to that area.
Gotcha. And now you had mentioned you're kind of shifting your content a little bit. What does that look like now? Like, what are you hoping to try to do now?
Yeah. So from there, once I hired the videographer, I went straight to new construction tours. So that's what I've been doing for the last 2 years. Reason being is I've never been a huge fan of talking head videos. They work really well. I like to get out, and it makes me more comfortable walking and talking. And I know the area. I basically would pull up to a new construction site. I'd look at the starting ending price, the model home. We'll film the model. I'll walk and talk the whole time. Just kind of talk about the house in general. And then I'll do an introduction about where we're at. Sometimes the price point, what it's close to, why you'd want to live there, the amenities. And then I would do a conclusion about the area. Yeah. Basically point to the next video. You know, if you like this channel, if you want to see something, you know, similar to this in a different location, check out this video right here to try to keep people on your channel, which is super important. But yeah, since then, there's been a lot of people that have joined the YouTube space. Of course, I still think it's the least saturated market as far as content goes compared to Instagram and all the other ones that people are doing, just because they're longer videos and not a lot of people want to do longer videos. Since then, you know, my channel's done really, really well. Recently, it's dropped off a little bit, but that, you know, partially I think that's because of the market where we're at. So I'm going to go back to a little bit more informational videos and see if things pick up a little bit. But basically that same style content, but just hopefully a little bit higher quality than what I was doing back in the day.
Yeah, absolutely, man. And one thing I dig about your channel too, which is maybe just me, is it feels very like casual too. It's not like you're like hard pressed trying to sell people on anything. You're wearing a t-shirt, shorts, or whatever, man. It's real chill. You got the hat on. It's not like, man, I'm here to sell you this listing. So tell me your insight on like how you actually frame this thing out, man. And I always say, like, realtors make these videos that they're going to hurry up and text over to a seller, dude, and they're going to be like, showing the seller how amazing of a listing video that they're doing, man. But your content feels very like, man, it's just casual. You're hanging out with me for a home tour. Like, tell me your thoughts on like that.
Yeah. So, you know, basically anybody that reaches out to you is going to be somebody who's your avatar, people that know, like, and trust you. So I can put out the same video content that you're going to put out, and some people are going to connect with you better than me, and they're going to call you. Even if my video is 10 times better, they still may connect with you better. So you're basically filming to your avatar. So if I was in a suit and tux, like a lot of YouTube realtors are, they're going to get a different demographic, different audience that are going to reach out to them. And that's something that I've kind of learned to where I'm comfortable giving out information on here because used to, I want to keep it to myself. I don't want anybody, because Dallas is one of the more crowded markets as far as social media content, because we're such a big market. But yeah, I've learned over the years that people tend to just, you know, vibe with you. You know, when I meet people, they're, you know, 9 times out of 10, they just vibe really well. It makes it a very easy transaction. They just like the laid back look, and that's, you know, they'll bring up that kind of stuff and why they reached out and how it didn't seem salesy, you know. And then there's a guy down the street that's got a tux, and, you know, he's doing well as well. It's just a different audience. I've even had past clients, you know, that have said, you know, maybe you should try to, you know, dress up nicer and this and that. And, you know, I've seen both work really well. And one of the things I've learned over the years from talking to a bunch of agents is, you know, there's channels online that shoot these amazing big houses and have millions of views. But once I talk to them and or look up their numbers, they're not actually selling any real estate. So it's not all about the views, subscribers, and all that stuff, because there's channels that have, 100 times what I have, but they're not selling, you know, they're not selling nearly as many houses. So it's all about connecting with your audience, providing value and making them comfortable enough to make that decision to reach out to you.
Yeah, man, absolutely, dude. Like, I'm a big fan of that too. Like, you see all these people who have hundreds of thousands of followers on Instagram and stuff, and then you look up their numbers, you're like, man, they're not even doing any business, man.
Yeah.
You know, or you see these YouTube channels, you're like, hundreds of thousands of views on it. I'm like, dude, like, are you even doing any production?
But right.
Like, I love that you're building that connection and you're being yourself, man, because it'd be exhausting to go out and shoot content in a suit when you're like, dude, I don't wear a suit all the time, you know?
No.
I'm a t-shirt never. And a hat, you know? So if you're not wearing it, dude, you look like you're dressed up in a costume every right. day for your video content. So people can probably tell that, right? I mean, if you're not yourself, then you're going to see right through it on video, especially.
For sure. Yeah, my dressing up is wearing my golf outfit. Sometimes they're like, why are you always wearing golf outfits? I love golf, so I'm always, you know, every once in a while I go shoot and then I go play golf.
Yeah, man. Maybe we can get some of these professional golfers to share some of your content or be in one of your videos or something, dude. That'd be kind of crazy.
Yeah, absolutely.
But yeah, talk about lead flow, man, because, you know, I want agents to kind of get a vibe of where you are now and like what that lead flow looks like, man. Like, what would you say would be like about how much people are like reaching out? Like, if you just say an average week for you, how many opportunities might come through for you in YouTube, would you say?
Yeah. So when I started, that's the thing just people need to know, you know, YouTube is not an overnight success thing. It's going to take a little bit longer than some of the other platforms, but the lead quality is much higher as far as conversion goes, where those other platforms you may get more leads, but you're not going to close as many either. They're not as serious. When people sit down and watch you on TV every week, all week. And that's what people do. Like, I think 80, 90% of my audience watches on TV.
Nice.
So on 5 o'clock when they get home from work, they're watching my channel. At the peak last year, I was getting 30 to 55 leads a month.
Wow.
Yeah. And for me, as you know, I had up to 3 agents at once. I just have 1 right now. So it can get pretty busy. Things have slowed down as of late. Everything goes in ebbs and flows, just like any platform. But I still have, you know, quite a big log of business from those leads. But yeah, at the peak, I was doing 30 to 55 a month.
Dang, dude, that's crazy. So how are they actually reaching out to you? Like, how are you setting it up? Are you doing like a Calendly thing, or you have a website? Like, how are you? Like, what's the best way that potential buyers can reach out to you?
Yeah, I give all the options. I have a pinned comment on all my videos with my contact information, email, and then a link to my website to set up a call. But for me, it no matter what I do, QR codes, whatever, it's 9 times out of 10, it's in a call, text, or email. None of the links and all that stuff has ever worked for me for some reason. And I kind of enjoy that better. And then 9 times out of 10, the people that do fill out my survey end up being like a scam or don't ever respond. I got one yesterday and they still never responded. And it was like a $1 to $2 million budget, all cash. So I don't know why that is, but usually it's call or text. I love when I get texts and people actually send some, you know, information, their name, all that kind of stuff. You can kind of get a vibe of what they're looking for and that kind of thing. But that's usually what they're going to reach out, how they're going to reach out.
Gotcha. And you've got that going through like a lead gen site or something where you can kind of track that text. Is that how
it's set up? I use Follow Up Boss CRM. So it'll just go straight to that. And then I can literally click another agent and just click his name and it'll send right over to him. And I can follow up on that and see everything that's going on.
Dude, I love that. So it's dropping like from the initial reach out, it's dropping right into your CRM to where you can say, okay, I'm going to connect this person with this agent in my market or whatever on your team or whatnot. Yeah, dude, I love that.
Yeah, so I can label it as YouTube right away so I know where it came from. I can track all that stuff. And I'm terrible at that, but it makes it super easy. I just have that CRM number posted on the YouTube channel.
Sweet, man. Dude, that's awesome. I love that idea, man. So let me ask you this. I know you've kind of been in it for a little while, but let's just say you had to go back right now and start over from scratch, what would you do, or would you do it similarly to the way that you did it?
It's a good question. Yeah, I'd probably do it the same way, honestly, even today. It seems like informational videos and just being yourself is, you know, if you do that long enough and provide value and you're consistent, people will eventually reach out. There's so many support groups and pages and things, you know, of people trying to do the same thing. But yeah, the biggest thing is most people get into YouTube and they do it for 3 to 6 months and they expect the world, right? And that's just not the case. I said I went for a full year putting out 2-3 videos a week every week, and you know, didn't get any deals done until the very end of the first year. So that's, you know, 12 months of hard work, tons of research, all the things for nothing. But then you see how the previous years escalated, you know, and 2022 was a way better market than 2023, and 2023 was a way better market than 2024. But my sales doubled every year since then.
Yeah, dude. I love that, man. Yeah. So I love the consistency and putting it out. But as far as styles are concerned, because I like to ask this a lot too, is like, as far as styles are concerned, do you find that you get more reach outs from like video tour style or from the moving to Dallas style or the community style? What do you find that you maybe get the most opportunities from? Like, what style would you say has kind of been a better lead generator for you?
Honestly, I'm not going to have the best answer for that because I keep up with all the Dallas YouTubers. I stay connected with everybody, and we all do different stuff and we all do pretty well. So people that have been around for years, I mean, there's agents that do the doom and gloom, markets crashing, world's ending stuff every day. She sells a lot of real estate. We've got people that do vlogs that sell a lot of real estate, and then home tours that sell a lot of real estate. So, I mean, I started out, you know, doing a little bit of everything. I didn't walk any new construction for the first year and a half. And I was selling real estate, right? So that was my style of videos. I can't really say if those would do better than these or whatnot, because my quality of video went up a whole lot once I hired a videographer. There's people that are in my market that'll go shoot a video with their phone and get twice the views that I get to this day. So, you know, there's really not it's all about being consistent, providing value, and just being yourself. That's really all it is. The algorithm and stuff changes from time to time, but that's just you just playing with different stuff and watching what other people doing and what's working. They're just not copying anybody, but like just, you know, trying to figure out topics that you got to think of. If you were moving across the country, what would people want to know and shoot that kind of content?
Yeah. Are you finding that people are kind of finding you in different markets around the country? Like, are you kind of tracking this thing where you're saying, like, I know I was talking to Raj a little bit about it. He's like, hey, I'm identified that my market is people moving from Seattle, people moving from the Bay Area of California. Are you kind of seeing them in a few particular pockets of the country or not?
Yeah, I mean, I have some areas that are heavier than others. The main relocation markets that you're just saying, you know, Seattle, California, Colorado's been a big one. I've helped a couple of people from Colorado just in the last month, but this year's been kind of weird. I actually have a call right after this with a guy from Alaska that reached out yesterday. I've helped an investment company that I'm actually doing a contract with right now that's from Israel. So they were in Israel, found my videos, and they own this big investment group. And so they're buying investment properties through other people, through me. So they flew down here. I helped a guy from Colombia close last week. A lot of people from Canada. But yeah, all the major, you know, relocation markets for sure. But I mean, the reach is kind of wild. It's all over the world. I worked with a couple from Dubai this year. So yeah, anywhere and everywhere. It's pretty crazy that the reach this thing has.
Yeah, dude, that's the power of YouTube, I think, man. It's like you just never know who's like seeing this content. Just putting out good value into the world authentically yourself, man, I think is totally awesome. So people are like connecting with you because they're like, they like your vibe, that you're giving them knowledge, you're giving them value, and they're just connecting with you. So I think that's totally awesome, man. So to be able to, yeah, like you would never have called Dubai and said, hey, man, you guys want to buy some real estate. Like, that's the thing, like with the traditional models, like even for me, like I'm a phone guy, right? I like to make phone calls to generate business in my local market. I'm not really in the YouTube space yet, but like that's the crazy part of YouTube. Like, could you have envisioned yourself working with somebody from Dubai, from Canada, from all these other states, just doing business the way you would have done business in the traditional model? Like, there's no way.
Right.
You would have had those opportunities.
Once you do this for long enough, I mean, it would almost be impossible to go back to the traditional model of real estate that you get taught by 90% of the people. The reason being is like, I don't ever sit around and lead gen ever. And that's the number one issue that real estate agents have is lead generation. I just wait for the phone to ring. That's it. So when people talk about YouTube taking up a ton of time, it's hard, this and that. It is at the beginning, but then it gets easier. But it gets you, gives you your time back, because when I'm out golfing on the golf course or hanging out with my family, cooking dinner, I'm prospecting the entire time because somebody's watching my video somewhere in the country or somewhere in the world at all times, 24/7. So that's been the biggest eye opener for me, is that you prospect 5,000 hours a month or whatever. Whereas even if I was a cold caller and called all day, every day, I could never even get close to that. So
yeah, man, totally agree with you. I was just literally right before this, I came from a cornhole tournament that we're playing with a bunch of other realtors, and like, everybody I talked to was like, dude, I've been seeing your content. Dude, I've been seeing your content. I love what you're putting out. I love your energy. Cause I've been just putting out a lot of content, video content on Instagram. And like, yeah, local realtors are just like, man, I see you. Like, everybody I talked to was like, man, I see your videos. I see your videos. Because like, and that's helping us like grow the company as well at Real. So right, it's really been a cool space to live in, just putting out value in the world, putting out content in the world. And it helps you also with your past clients too. So I could imagine, like, you know, it's not only helping you land that client the first time, but it's also helping you serve future past clients. So maybe speak to like past clients as well and what that looks like for you in your business right now.
Yeah. So, I mean, now that I've been doing it for, you know, I got into real estate in 2020. So, you know, for a while, I felt very new, didn't have a ton of past clients. But now, you know, I've got 150 plus, I don't know, a ton. And I have a listing. I was actually headed to go put a listing sign out for a past YouTube client, and I forgot that I had this podcast. So I booked it on back here. And yeah, so they were a past YouTube client looking to buy and sell. And so that's just in the last year, probably helped, you know, 10 or so, 10 or 12 just past clients from YouTube. And, you know, because of the oncoming business that I have, I'm not the best with keeping up with past clients because I'm always going, but those YouTube videos help me keep up with them because they keep, you know, even after they move in, I still watch them. And, you know, some people that I haven't talked to in years, they'll call me and say, hey, we're looking to get a bigger house or whatever. So that's been huge as of late, because, you know, when you start out in real estate or in any business, you don't really have that, you know, big referral and past client business. But as you continue to make sales, that's going to be something that's, you know, going to be a bigger part of my business than it has in years past.
Yeah, man, that'll be a great arm as you continue to grow and level up your business. And that's what I've been kind of explaining to agents too, is like, when I'm making video, I'm not pointing the camera and saying like, me, me, me. I'm saying you. So it's like, I'm trying to film it from the frame of, I am speaking directly to my past clients, really, is when I shoot a video, that's kind of who I'm thinking about, I'm talking to. So when I write my scripts or I write my videos, I'm literally speaking directly into the camera as if I'm speaking to a client who has done business with me in the past. And I feel like that's been my way to really stay in front of my past clients and get more referrals. And that's been working like great, you know, like, previously, I would have said, okay, I need to schedule a call session with each person this many times a year. But now I'm just letting social media kind of do the thing. I do a weekly email, but like, that's a great way to keep in touch with your past clients, is through video content. They're getting to see your content every week, every video that you put out, and they're still going to keep watching you even if they buy, because they know that you're providing value to them every week. So I think that that's really, really cool.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's fun to see the full circle of that. But yeah, so talk to us a little bit, and we'll shift gears just a smidge, is talk to us about your outsourcing of the video. Like, who's putting these things together, man? How are you shooting it? What are you doing? Do you have a VA or the different people who are doing editing for you? So talk to us a little bit about, I've shot the video, now what am I doing with it?
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, when I started, I used, you know, an editing service out of the Philippines for years. So there's quite a few editing services that are out there that'll help you. You can go on Fiverr. There's multiple sites like that, and just kind of try to find the best one. I used a company called OceanClick for a while. And they're just going to be a lot cheaper than somebody here locally. So if you're starting out, don't have a big wallet to, you know, to, most people don't, to when they start a business, that's what I was doing. And then once I started selling some houses and had some money in the bank, I ended up hiring a videographer, and he actually does absolutely everything for me. So He's my editor. He's my videographer. He does my thumbnail. Only thing I do is the SEO side of it, you know, as far as like adding a title and description, that kind of thing. Everything else is done directly by him. So I pay him a salary, and that's going to be different everywhere. I've heard people finding videographers at, you know, local colleges that are, you know, in video programs that'll do it for free even. So that's something to look into. And there's tons of companies out there, especially now that real estate videography is kind of blown up over the last, I don't know, handful of years through Instagram and all those things. All those videographers are potential people that you could work with that could do all that for you. So there are a lot of people that edit themselves. I wouldn't know the first thing about even starting that. I don't even know if I know how to upload a video into YouTube. So that's just not my thing. You have to do what you're good at. You know, I've gotten pretty good at being on video and comfortable with it. Everything else is taken care of. If you're going to sit there and edit your own stuff for 12 hours a day, it's going to be really hard to sell real estate and show houses and do all the things you need to do to be a really good real estate agent. So some people can handle that. You know, I wanted my life back, so I'm willing to spend the money to hopefully do a little bit better with the work-life balance. So I found my videographer. He was a friend of mine from a previous church. He was actually the videographer at a local church. When he left there, I was actually showing him houses. He was going to purchase a house from me and kind of just joked about doing some side gigs together. And so we shot a few videos like probably months and months later, and then just kind of went from there. So dude, he had no experience at all as far as videography and real estate. So it was a big learning curve. We put out some pretty rough videos, but just got better over time.
Yeah, man, dude, I love that. So everything you're doing, you're not outsourcing anything overseas anymore. You're paying him. He's doing everything YouTube wise for you.
Yep. Yeah. I just hire him as a contractor for my LLC or S Corp and pay him as contract labor once every 2 weeks. So everybody's gonna have a different way they set that up. That's what worked for us. And it's been really nice. It gives me a lot of freedom, you know, to be able to be creative. And I'm definitely gonna have to do that more now that I'm gonna do some talking head videos again. As before, I would literally just look up some cool brand new construction places. And I know every market doesn't have that ability, but you know, all those other ideas that I gave are viable options as well.
Give us a little bit of tips to an agent who may have been struggling in 2024. Maybe they're off to a little bit of a slow start in 2025. Maybe speak to that agent who's feeling discouraged right now in their business. What would you tell them to maybe get out there and get some spark, get some good going and, you know, some positive motion going in their business, man? And then we'll close it out.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, I've been in that same position many times. And what I always do is basically get connected with the people that are out there killing it in any market that have been around for a little while. So that's what I did in my situation. I wasn't doing that great. Found somebody that was doing something different. And I found a way to join up with those guys. So, you know, surround yourself with people that are killing it in any market. Learn as much as you can from them. Ask them if you can provide any value for them, do something for them. You know what I mean? Real estate related or anything. I still to this day reach out to people even in the YouTube space to try to get any info I can. And I'll offer to provide any value I can on a back end. So little things like that. You know, when I'm struggling, this year's been tough. That's something that people should be aware of. If you started in real estate in the last 2 years, I mean, it hasn't been the easiest market. So just know that. And the people that stick around are going to do really well, especially if you connect with the right people. And if there's meetups, Zoom calls, and, you know, and with Real brokers that we're with, you know, there's so many resources and people to get tied into. You just have to treat it like a business. A lot of people treat real estate like a hobby. You know, they treat YouTube like a hobby, you know, Instagram. Not everybody has to do YouTube or Instagram or any of these, but video is the future. Video has been here for a while, but people like visual. They want to get to know, like, and trust you before they ever reach out. And video is the best way to do that. You know, and if you do start something, you got to do it and you got to do it consistently. And just know that you're going to get better over time. So
Dude, great freaking answer, man. I've been screaming that from the rooftops, man, for the last couple podcasts. Dude, is get in the same room with somebody who's on fire, somebody who's crushing it in the space that you want to be in. I don't care if it's Instagram. I don't care if it's open houses, phone calls, you know, circle prospecting, whatever it is, dude, get around some people who are doing some volume, man, and they'll be happy to help you, even if you got to sit in there and like listen while somebody's making calls. But that's the thing, man, connect. And if you're not in the right space, man, make a move, dude. Right. Get up and change the channel, dude. Get up and change the channel on your life. If that means changing and joining a new brokerage, if that means, you know, reaching out to Preston and sending him an email and saying, hey, dude, I'm thinking about doing this. I'm in a completely different market. You know, what advice would you give me? I'm sure you'd be glad to, you know, give them a little bit of advice. You know, so, dude, I'm going to put some of your contact information in the details of the podcast, man. I hope that agents reach out to you. And if you're looking for a referral partner over in Dallas and you're hearing this, man, Preston's awesome. He's still in production and he can definitely help you in the North Dallas area. But Preston, man, thank you so much for your time today, brother. Really appreciate it. It's been a pleasure to hang with you.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for the opportunity.
Yeah, man. Well, look, guys, thanks again. We really appreciate it. You guys feel free to reach out to me or Preston. We'll put our information in the details of the podcast. And I appreciate you guys listening every week, 5 a.m. on Monday morning. We launch a brand new episode on audio version on Spotify. And we are putting these episodes out on YouTube as well. So anyway, all the best, you guys. I hope that you guys have an amazing day.